Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, March 18th. Overnight, the grains were May corn up 0.75 cents at 437.5. May wheat up 8.25 cents at 536.75. And May beans down 3 cents at 11.95 1/4. The beans were higher earlier. They were about as much as 8 cents higher. They broke 15 cents off the highs. Wasn't a terrible close, but kind of the wheat and the corn held the beans up. The wheat was strong with the escalation in the war in the Black Sea between Russia and Ukraine. Putin did win another 6 years, no surprise to anybody there. So, you know, he's ensconced in power there. It looks like it'll take either a major health problem or some kind of attempt on his life to get him out of there. But in the meantime, he's pretty well protected. The NOPA crush that we saw on Friday, 186.2, not only was that a record for February, but it was a record by 20 million bushels. The talk is now with these big crush numbers that the USDA has underestimated the crush by 50 million bushels, and that's a nice chunk that we could take out of that carryout and support prices here on any breaks. We had some rains in Brazil and Argentina. It looked like they're going to get some more rains out here. They really don't need these rains and really don't want them at the moment. They're in the harvest, middle of harvest, and the beans. Beans don't like, you know, wet weather in the harvest, so it might do a little bit of damage there. Overall, the crops are getting a little bit late here. A lot of moisture is going to do them a lot of good out here. Let's see what else we have here. You know, I think it's a matter of what the funds want to do here this week. We've got the funds short 269,000 contracts of corn, 104,000 wheat, 146,000 beans, 49,000 meal, 26,000 oil. So obviously the corn, wheat, and beans, if they want to cover some of these short positions before the report a week from Thursday, that's what we're going to see out here. Now this week we'll obviously have export inspections today at 10 o'clock, we'll have export sales on Thursday. We've got the Fed Open Market Committee meeting Tuesday and Wednesday. We've got cattle on feed on Friday. That's really probably the main things that we'll see out here. But the market's going to be watching the crude oil. It's up another 69 cents a barrel. This is the highest level since October at 81.72. Metals are a little bit mixed. Bitcoin's down $1,000, only up 6 ticks out here. So for the week, you know, I think it's going to be a matter of the funds want to start covering positions before the report a week from Thursday. We'll have to see. Hopefully we'll see, you know, some good buying in here. They haven't really been so inclined. They were short more grain than I thought they would be, particularly in the beans and the wheat. So, you know, hopefully they're going to want to cover some of this before a week from Thursday when we get the acreage report and stocks in all positions. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call at 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.